Ksubis, Pegdal, Mishnah Yud. Lekosav lo benin dichrin dehave lechim inoin. We explained this din before. This is the din Ksubis benin dichrin, where sons yarshin their mother's Ksuba. Their mother predeceased the father. She never got the Ksuba. But we see the Shibud, that he was Meshabit to the mother, as something that her sons have a schus in. Benin dichrin, sons that are zchorim. The havel lechim minoi, that are mine from you, each one of his wives. Inun yirsin ksaf ksuboseich, they will yarshin the kesev of your ksuba, yose al chulkehon. Besides, beyond their chelik in the Yerusha, deim acheen, with their brothers, chayv shut nai bezin. And of course, it's not nafkamina if a person only has one wife. So if he has seven sons, they yashin together, and the ksuba of the mother is also the same. But what happens if he has two wives? And then nafkamina could be in two ways. Either one wife he had a chayvus ksubas mona, and one had masayim. So the division will be a little bit lopsided. He left over 1,000 zuz. 200 go to this son. 100 goes to that son. The 700 is divided equally. So one's going to walk away with 450, one walks away with 550. That's one eifin. The other eifin is where the two ksubas are both masayim, but one has five boys, five sons, and one only has two. So you take masayim, you divide it between five boys, they're each getting 40 out of their mother's ksuba. The other two sons of the seven are getting a 200. They're getting each 100. So they're starting out with more, and now you're going to divide up the other 600 equally. Some boys are going to walk away with more than the others. Now, the definition of this ksubas benin dichrin is interesting. It sounds from the Lashon of the Mishnah that the sons will yarshin the ksuba of their mother. But this is something anti-Yerusha. It's something that has to do with tnoi ksuba. And it breaks the equality of the Yerusha. Seven sons, and the Yerusha is lopsided. So is it a din Yerusha? The Gemara declares, is it Yarsun or Yasvun? Yarsun means Yerusha. Yasvun is a lashon of ksuba, a lashon of getting it b'teres the mother. That means like this. If the money that's given to the sons, which is chayvas imohem, is a Yerusha, Yerusha you can only collect from the nechasim b'nei chayr. Whatever's tachas yodai. Sons never have a right to go to their father and the chasm the father sold. But over here, we could theoretically say that the sons are being Yerush from their father, lopsidedly, because of a takana, but they're yashing their father, whatever's here. What about whatever the chasm was sold off? The Gemara has such a tzad. That's like a chavis ksuba. It's money that the father owes the mother, and even though she's predeceased, he owes that to her sons. Because really, it's her ksuba. So the same way the ksuba, there's a shibud nechasim. Over here, so they could be given from lekuchas. L'maisa, we pask in Yarsun that this was eingestellt, it was feared ein as part of the mareches of Yerusha. This is an extra Yerusha, dikke Yerusha. However, Yerusha would be on all the father's estate, bein karka, bein metaltlin. Over here, l'maisa, they made it like karka, that it's only nigvis min hakarka. They made it like a ksuba that's only nigvus min hakarka. So it's interesting. It has the mahus of Yerusha in the sense that the sons don't have a shibud nechasim on whatever the father sold b'chayov. But it also has the nature of a ksuba insofar that it's only nigvus min hakarka, not from a talton. There is a machlokes rishonim. There's a famous takonis hagoinim that we're going to have a bunch of times over the next few prokim. With the Goyim of Masakan, that since Bizman Hazeh, from the medieval times and on, today it's a little bit different, but for hundreds and hundreds of years, Yidden didn't own land. Yidden lived where most of their wealth, even wealthy Yidden, didn't own land. You couldn't own land in Arab or Christian countries. So what did they have? What they had was, they had jewels, and they had money, they had movables, they had metaltalin. So to make that ksuba is nigvis, min akarka, is almost meaningless. It means there's no collection of ksuba. So they were misakin that a woman could collect from metaltalin. Were they misakin that also on the chelik ha-ksuba, ksuba's been in dichrin? Or they left it as is? The Rambam says, lo imetzinu v'lo shamanu, that takonos ha-goyim should be nispashed even on ksuba's been in dichrin, therefore it stays only by ksuba. L'maisa, what it says in the later Rishonim is that the minig by our ksubis is that we're mishabed all our metaltlin agav mekarkoi, separate from takonas agoyim. It's a question why you need both. Takonas agoyim was you collect from metaltlin. Besides for the shibud metaltlin, there's another mandated, it's part of our loshon ksuba, where a husband, every husband, you, next time you buy a chasna, read the ksuba, every husband is mishabed all his metaltlin with a shibud metaltli agav mekarkoi, not only what he has, which every chosin standing on the chuppah, what does he have? A bachur, what does he own? Any nechosin that he ever will have, we'll see more about that in the beginning of the fifth perek, and all the karka that he'll ever have, and all the metaltlin that he'll ever have, he's meshabed the metaltlin agav the karkoi, because shibud nechosin, lechos only on karka, he's meshabed even the nechosin, the she'enim meshubadim, and that covers everything, all the Tanoi Ksuba, even the Ksuba's been in Dichrin. Lamaisa, the Santis, the Ramot says that Bevdina Senu, we're not Noig, we don't write into the Ksuba, Ksuba's been in Dichrin. It doesn't sound like, for whatever reason, it's relevant. Maybe because Hilchos Yerusha is different, or people set up Tzavois, Fukule. Arabanim, that Takona is not Noig, Bezman Hazeh. Mishnah Yer Aleph. Benon Nukvin Dehava Lechiminoi. In the last Mishnah, we had Benin Dichrin. Ksubas Benin Dichrin means the children that are males, the boys. Benon Nukvin means the girls. Benon Nukvin, the Kevois, the Havalachiminoi, that are born to me from you, daughters of his wife, when he's Meshab himself to his wife, that will be born to me from you. He's not Meshubat to his wife's daughters that she brings into the marriage, but he is Meshubat to his own daughters. Yehavin Yasfim Bebesi. Umitazon, they will be in my house. They will have the right to reside in my home even after I die, he's writing. Umitazon, they'll be fed mezoinois minichosai ad the isnasvon leguvin, until they are married to men. Until they get married, they'll have a right to live by me. That means he has a chiv mezoinois and a chiv to provide food, lodging, basic clothing, basic needs of daughters until they get married. That's the Loshna Mishnah. Chayiv, even if he doesn't write it, Shotnai Bezin, the same idea. Now let's discuss this takona of Mizoinis Habonois. Now we originally had the Nusuch that was said before, the Medrash, Shador Shom Lozman Azayah, of Habonois Yizoinu, the Habonim Yeshu. So we just described Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. Now we're describing the Tnai of Mizoinis Habonois. Remember that Mizoinis Habonois is not Bechayov. Maybe Chayiv is Tzedakah, but not a Chayiv Ksuba. But over here we have the din of Mizoinis be'achar moisoi, he's mechuyiv minachosim, midin tinoi ksuba. Now it's important to point out that this takana is not a takana that the brothers are mechuyiv to support their sisters. From their own nechosim, they're not mechuyiv. Maybe tzedakah. Same way the father, bechayov, is mechuyiv tzedakah, the brothers. Who are you going to give tzedakah to? Psoch al tesalam avadeh, if you have nechosim and you have sisters that are never penniless because the father died, avadeh is mechuyiv tzedakah. But they're not mechuyiv. The nechosim of the father are meshubed lach ha-moisoi, and memela she's moitzi mikoyach her shibud from the brothers. It's not their chiv, it's the nechosim medin that the father's mechuyiv. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah is that till when does she have a schus to eat off her father's estate? Ad dis nasvon leguvin, until she gets married. Not so simple. First of all, what does getting married mean? L'chari, getting married means until she has a husband to support her. When is a husband mechuyiv in support? A husband is mechuyiv in support l'chari only minisuin. In Arusa, a husband's not mechuyiv to support, we learned before. Afilo hochi, the din over here is, we paskin, it's a discussion back and forth in the Gemara, that after Erisin, the din that she's nizoin al shulchan achio does not apply anymore. Why? The assumption is that a husband will support his wife even though he's not mechuyiv too. But if she's a yisayim and she's penniless, then he'll support her. So male, the brothers are not mechuyiv anymore. Others taina is the mahalach of the Rabbah. Rash clearly doesn't hold this way, but the Rambam holds this way, and it's a halachim v'reshes in Ebenezer Kuf Yud Beis. That since it's the fact that she got married is mafkia, the schus that she has by her brother, then the oris is mechuyiv to support. And not only we can assume that he will, menschlich kai, decency, but he's mechuyiv to because his marriage was mafkia, her right to collect. So b'chiyai gavnim, it didn't the marriage he's mechuyiv, even though normally an arusa is b'shul savio. But over here, faket, her arusa kite, her erisin, took her out of the schus that she has by the brothers. So the Aris is Mukhuyiv. That's a Chiddush. The other point that has to be mentioned over here is that this, until she gets married, we just discussed if that's Eris and Nisun, but until she gets married, L'chera, until she's 20, 25, 30, no. Till when would she be Bishus Ovio? A daughter is only considered Bishus Ovio, Binureo Beis Ovio, Kozman, she's a Naira. Ketana, Naira, until 12 and a half. A Begeris is not Bishus the father. So Mela, the halacha is that a Begeris is the same way she's not Bishus her father. She's not Bishus her father to be Eichum and Echosev when they're by the brother. There's a sub-discussion of this. That normally if she's a Yisoyma, she can only get married when she's a Naira. So a Naira, she be'etzem has a din to eat from her brother's Nechosev. If she's Mekabel Eris and she married herself off, so there, like we said, either the husband should support her or the husband has to support her. What happens if she's a Ketana and the brother or the mother married her off, Kiddush Emirin, which is the Rabbanon? Yeshayimrim, that Erisin is also Mafkir, the Schus Mizanis. Yeshayimrim, not. Only if she married herself off, a proper marriage. Yeshayimrim, that even by Ketana it depends. If she was Mekabel Kiddush herself, then she's Yotza willingly from the Rishus of the brothers, and she has no Schus to collect from them Mizanis. Yeshayimrim, only if they married her off, Shaloi. I wouldn't say Shalai B'tzayna because they can't marry off by force. But they were the ones who were the impetus behind the Kiddushin. So then she doesn't lose the schus to eat until she's in the surah.